right, we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona State coach Todd Graham. And the Sun Devils are at Utah on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Coach, and I know you're doing great after last weekend. But being that you have to go to Utah Saturday, you really can't afford to enjoy the big win over Washington like you should. How long did you allow your players to celebrate before moving on to the Utes?
Well, we celebrated the locker room for about 30 minutes, and then I was back upstairs watching Utah film. So I think that's real important, you know. Especially, you know, in the Pac-12, every week you're going to play in a big game, and every week anybody can beat anybody. There's such parity, so you got to be focused, and you got to make sure that you respond the right way from a big time, you know, win like that. And so we've tried to just keep our guys grounded, say stay humble, keep working, and it's easy to do that when you look at the film and you see how good of a Utah team we've got to play.
Coach, you may have been asked this question already, and I apologize for it, but I'm going to ask you to come clean on this one. Watching your reaction to the last pass play, your face wasn't jubilation. It was like, what just happened? Was that pass really intended for the guy who got it, or was it for the first receiver and just got overthrown?
Well, actually, it really was. We had basically a spacings route. So the outside receiver's running basically a hook past the sticks, and then the inside receiver's running a hook inside. So we had three hooks on the play, and then really Kalen Balazs is supposed to be in the flat. And what happened is Kalen came out and pulled up on his route. So I was afraid that he was I thought he was going to jump up and tip the ball or something like that. But Kalen actually needed to be in the flat. So we did kind of bust the play because he kind of stopped his route. So it was a heck of a catch because CJ, you know, didn't see the ball coming. You know, he just seen it the last second and then caught it. So it was, it was a call play. We were running basically a spacing route. It's basically running a flat with two curls, and we'd hit that route several times in the game. And so he was one of the intended receivers. You go inside or outside on that, but the guy, Kalen, shouldn't have been there in the middle of the curl. He should have been in the flat.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, right, Coach?
I think we were pretty good. They didn't have one turnover and we beat them. I mean, so, you know, you have to have the guts to go for that too. And, you know, we were going for the win, and, at the end of the day, you know, I think CJ made a great play, but, you know, all due respect to Washington, I don't think there's anything lucky about our win over them. I think our guys did a great job, and we outplayed them.
Absolutely, Coach. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Good luck at Utah.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kinsing up on Sports.
Coach, the word you mentioned was parity, and that's been sort of a recurring theme here. What do you attribute the parity in the Pac-12 to?
Well, I think obviously you look at, you know, the West Coast and the talent that's out here, the recruiting base that's out here. And, you know, you only have, you know, you got 85 scholarships. You can sign 25 a year. So, you know, there's just a great programs, you know, the high school programs, great junior college programs, great talent. And that's what makes our league so good. And then I think the other side of it is the coaching. I mean, you know, I've coached all over the country, and there's not a better – I've not been in a league with better football coaches that develop and teach. And I mean, probably no doubt one of the hardest places I've ever coached as far as having to play defense. I mean, it is a challenge now. I mean, and you know, it has a lot to do with just the caliber of coaches in this league.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Lynn Worthy, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hello, Coach. I wanted to find out what sort of your thoughts were on the Utah offense and how different it may or may not be with Tyler Huntley at quarterback as opposed to Troy Williams.
Well, you know, Huntley was their starter, a tremendous throwing arm, can make all the throws, great athleticism. Both those guys, you know, we played against Williams last year, and I mean, he tore us up. So, you know, we think that both of them are very, very talented. I consider both of them starters the way they played. And but obviously, you know, Hundley's a guy that you know, maybe just from what we've seen on film, they feel a lot more confident him throwing the ball down the field. And so he's a guy that's going to probably going to see a lot more passes than with Detroit, but just different things, you know, more RPO stuff with the but they're very similar. They don't change the system much. They're both very, very athletic and both very, very strong arms. And I tell you, the thing I'm impressed with is how well they throw the ball down the field. And then obviously their offensive line, I can't say enough about them. You know, they I think they had three or four guys get drafted last year off that group, and their offensive line coach, I don't even know his name, but I know this, he does one heck of a job, because they're as good offensive line as we've played to this point as far as how they fundamentally, their discipline fundamentals and how they play. So, you know, I think they're really balanced. I think they can run the ball. They got really quality running backs and skill players, really talented. I think they're a lot, what I see different from last year is they're a lot more explosive at wide receiver. And they got, you know, Singleton and Carrington, and they got a group of guys that can really stretch the field on.
You mentioned the offensive line. I wonder, and I'm not sure how much early in the season you watched tape, but have you seen it actually get better? I know that's one thing they've talked about is, you know, with all those new guys, they feel like they're starting
absolutely
to
no question. I've watched all their games, and you know every team you can tell is you know in their first game aren't where they need to be, but they have gotten better. That's where I'm so impressed with it, the coaching, the fundamental coaching, and how those guys have developed and how they've improved week in and week out, and how physical they are. Now, obviously, you know, Kyle's team, I've got tremendous respect for him. You know, he's a defensive-minded guy, and we know our players have a tremendous respect because of the physicality that Utah and the discipline that they play with, and we know we're in for a major challenge going into Salt Lake City. So, what I see about their offensive line is how well fundamentally, how disciplined fundamentally they are coached, and that's a testament to the coach.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Todd, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, bud.
All right, we'll see you.